Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How's it growing, folks? Welcome to another very special episode of Here We Go. I am joined today by Rank Really High co-founder and CTO, Brendan Duane. Brendan, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I actually did another interview earlier today with a gentleman at Leaflink, so I've got my interview chops going, everything's going strong, and I think I'm ready for a cool conversation about Rank Really High.
Yeah, same here.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about your background, because I know it's really a technical background. A lot of times I see folks who are coming over from the legacy market or something along those lines. Talk to me about what you did before you got into the cannabis industry with Rank Really High.
Yeah, absolutely. This is my third startup now. We've got our start in automotive. We built a merchandising platform that just helps. I don't know if you're familiar with those new car specials that you see in the old newspapers. We kind of built a digital version of that and gave car dealerships the ability to edit prices and merchandise vehicles.
As somebody who works at an old school newspaper, that's like, we depend on that sort of stuff as like pages of our content. So I totally get it. Yeah.
Well, so that's, you know, there wasn't really any way to do that online on a website, and that most people were shopping online. So I kind of took that opportunity, built it. We published everything to Google Ads, and we just built the whole platform around not only like replacing that, but then also publishing that stuff out to help promote it on other areas of the website and just online in general. Got a start in automotive, and then went to home services to help plumbers, HVACs, electricians, and that type of stuff. Got into cannabis, and now, you know, helping dispensaries sell more weed online. It's the best job in the world.
That's really, really cool. So let's talk about Rank Really High and selling cannabis here. Where did that idea kind of originate from? And what was the problem that you and the other co-founders were kind of setting out to solve? Or what process did you kind of want to make more efficient?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it was kind of an evolving process, really. You know, we're really passionate about helping businesses be successful online. We're from Massachusetts. And cannabis went recreational, and as a recreational user, we're obviously looking online for where's the nearest dispensary. And we found it was a little tough to find them online, and then also once you found them, the websites weren't great. You know, it took three clicks to get to the online menu, and then the menu was kind of an iframe. It was really just jointed experience. So yeah, we obviously saw that, and we said, well, we can, you know, from our experience with the past companies and what we do, we could really help make a difference in cannabis. And that's kind of how that whole thing kind of came about.
And whenabouts was that? What year?
Oh, man. We really started talking about it in 2019-ish, but we didn't do anything really. We didn't have the whole idea or the concept really defined until 2021, when we officially started the company.
Wow. Okay. And by that time, I feel like, especially when I'm thinking about searching for other, dispensaries or brands, there were maybe two big people in the space or two big companies in the space at that time, Weedmaps and Leafly. What differentiated Rank Really High from those two, I guess, aggregators or tech cannabis companies, whatever you want to think of them as?
Yeah. So we take a kind of a different approach. With Weedmaps, Leafly, they're great platforms. They're really useful early on when Google didn't have a lot of support for cannabis dispensaries. And when we first even got into cannabis, we really took a hard look at building sort of that marketplace where, you know, just get people to the dispensaries. Mm-hmm. We were looking at it in a lens of we want to get people to the dispensary's website so that they can promote their brand and, you know, tell their story, what they're about, as opposed to, you know, trying to keep them all in the same app like you'd see with the weed maps. That's like our focus has always been about the dispensary, help them create, invest in their own online presence rather than in, you know, pay to play in some other marketplace site. So that's really where we focused. And that's so like how we differentiate from the two. We really take an approach of helping the dispensaries invest in their own resources, their own brand, and help promote their business organically.
Gotcha. So I guess in a like real kind of nutshell, how would you sum up what Rank Really High does? Is it really help brands and dispensaries create the websites, or does it help kind of get that interest from that SEO and that Google search interest to their websites, or does it do both?
Yeah, we do both. We absolutely do both. The website, we build websites for cannabis dispensaries. We take an e-commerce first, retail focused strategy. You know, we're drawing a lot of the strategies from the retail giants that are out in the e-commerce space, like Walmart, Target, Amazon. You know, there's a real missing opportunity within cannabis to build a really like highly conversion rate optimized website that helps customers find the products they're looking for, and, you know, click and add stuff to the cart and just purchase it really quickly on the site. And then in doing so, we built a whole platform around it that has the full suite of, you know, we build automated pages for each brand, product, category, effect, everything that you sell. So whatever anybody's searching online, we typically have a page on your site dedicated for that. So it really does, it really do the whole suite.
That's really, really cool then. So then who would be the typical really Rank Really High customer? Is it more like independent chains and small operators, or do MSOs and the big boys really look to retain your guys' services too?
We service all sizes. You know, I'm really passionate about helping some of the small businesses out and help them. You're typically on a smaller budget and it's tough for them to be competitive. But I take a lot of pride in the platform that we've built, because we built a platform that is accessible to the mom and pop shops, the single stores, but has the tools and the capabilities and the flexibility that can be really, really useful for an MSO and for some of the bigger scale dispensaries.
Gotcha. So the bigger ones, they're not like doing it all in-house then. They're still coming and being like, hey, there's something you guys got that we don't.
No, some of them do. And a lot of them do a lot of that in-house themselves, you know, but it's hard. You know, it's a lot of work. You know, we put a lot of engineering work into our solution. We have years of experience in digital marketing and SEO. And, you know, it's not just about doing one thing right with these websites. It's about doing every little thing, you know. So that's why you got to have the tech, you got to have the automation. And so that's where we find it a lot. It's a lot more efficient to go with a platform like us than it would be to hire a really big internal team to run this big marketing operation when you get a platform like ours out here that can make things a lot more scalable for you.
Interesting. Okay. So I'm guessing then, because cannabis is full of people that are really particular in their own ways, and that, you know, it all has to fit within a certain regulatory frame and everything. But what does the usual consultation with a brand or a dispensary look like for you guys? Are there any sort of values or anything like that that you're looking at from your guys' perspective when you're looking to work with one of these entities?
It's hard to pinpoint just one. I mean, we do obviously a real, we do our due diligence on every single one of our clients. We do market reports. It really all comes down to how everything is ranking on the website, right? And how you're ranking on Google and how the website is from a shopping experience. And so, there aren't many other solutions like ours out there. And so we're kind of taking that step forward of like that. This is, you know, I guess traditionally a website is, you know, a button that says shop online. And you get linked to an iframe page. And for us, like, we do a lot more than that. We take the menu and put it on the homepage. Uh-huh. And so you have the ability to promote different brands and products and stuff. And so like for us, like there's not many other websites or even really anybody else in the market that's really doing sites like us. So we uh-huh. have a lot of tools that make things, I guess it helps you sell and promote the brands and the products that you want to help sell. So in terms of what we do to evaluate the customers, it's kind of the same thing every time. It's like they're lacking those tools, and we have them.
Gotcha. So can you kind of explain for, like, really, I think most of the people who are my listeners are customers at a dispensary. What makes a dispensary's or a brand's website and online footprint so important? I know you talked right there about Google searches and how that really impacts kind of the foot traffic, the online impacting the real world right there. But what does Really Rank do that really sets its clients' websites apart in that sense?
Yeah, I mean, every shopper, they begin their journey online, so everyone typically goes on Google and searches for a dispensary, and then they start shopping around for the products and, the brands and the deals that they're looking for. And so that's, that's really what we do. We help a dispensary build a website that's very visible online. So anybody searching for any type of cannabis product, whatever they're searching for, we have a page dedicated for that. And then, for all types of shoppers, for anybody that's just poking around, that just wants to shop around and see what's available, to somebody that knows exactly what they're looking for, we have all that built into the website with very general categories. And, like I said, it gives the dispensaries a way to promote the certain brands and categories that people might be interested in. Or if we can get very granular and have a dedicated page for each product that you sell, for the people that are looking for something very, very specific.
Gotcha. And so I know I saw on your website that Cookies and some other of the big dispensary MSO chains, they partner with you guys and they use your platform. Are there any other Arizona-based companies or Arizona dispensaries that you guys have as clients that I guess you're willing to divulge?
Yeah. I don't know how much we want to get into the client list here, but yeah, we do have a couple of dispensaries in Arizona, and they're very great partners, and we do a lot of good work for them. Yeah, relationships are awesome.
Are there certain states that make what you guys do easier, just as far from a regulatory and framework sort of a standpoint, or are there states that are just harder than usual to work in?
Not necessarily. I mean, cannabis has its challenges all across the board. We have solutions for every state and every scenario. And if we don't, we always take a hard look at it and add support for it. So there's no state that comes into mind that's particularly difficult for us to work in.
Gotcha. Now, it's been a big news kind of item, both in the cannabis space and in the mainstream, with HHS announcing it didn't announce, but there was a Bloomberg story that said that HHS is going to recommend rescheduling cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. Mm-hmm. What sort of impact would that have there for you at Rank Really High? Would it allow for even more of this online advertising?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest impact, right? Is just the loosening of some of the laws and restrictions around advertising and your ability. I mean, we have a lot of experts on staff, so we've been able to find some really interesting and creative ways to, still deliver the results and the impact that we want. But yeah, of course, it'd be a lot easier if, we didn't have to deal with a lot of the restrictions that we do have to deal with today. So I think that's probably the biggest impact of that, is just the loosening of some of the restrictions and regulations.
Can you give the listeners just an example of what one of those kind of restrictions or really are?
Yeah, a lot of it's based around advertising and then what you can and can't do. And, obviously, traditionally, that Google and Microsoft Bing have been, not allowing cannabis dispensaries to advertise online. And so, we have a lot of experience working with Google and Microsoft Bing. And so we found some ways to deliver impactful advertisements that drive some really awesome results. But Just loosening some of the limitations of what you can say and what you can do on platforms like Google and Microsoft would be huge. Yeah.
So let me ask you as kind of a final follow-up question. What does the future hold for Rank Really High? What do you see as the kind of 5-year, maybe even longer out there plan for the company?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're we've built a native e-commerce platform, right? Where we build pages for each product and brand for every product and brand that you sell in your inventory. So, but you know, we come from a world in automotive where everybody has a website like that, where everybody has a website that has a page for every make and model that you sell. Uh-huh. And so, you know, right now we put a big focus on just that, having that ability, because that's sort of new to cannabis. Uh-huh. And so, you know, but we're looking beyond that now. And like I said, coming from the automotive industry where everybody's had that for a long time, it more becomes on what you can do with a platform like that and building out the tools that take you beyond that to help promote this specific brands, the advertising tools, you know, being promoted on Google. So yeah, 5-year plan is just, we're going to look to just continue to build on our platform and offer more features that help dispensaries be even more successful, help promote more products, and sell more weed.
All right. I'm always down for more of that. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for joining me and taking some time out of your day to come on here on Here Weed Go. Is there anything else you want anybody to know? Just maybe a website or where to reach out on social media if they're interested in your services there?
Yeah. If anyone's looking for a retail focused website, I can get in touch with us at rankreallyhigh.com. That's really it.
All right. Very, very cool. Brendan Duane, he is the co-founder and CTO of Rank Really High. Thank you so much for coming on today, Brendan.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.